Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We'll start out the second hour here where we talk really about resource issues more than political issues with my buddy, Mr. Mercenary, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Mickey is a real expert when it comes to the technical side of our business, for lack of better terms. He also knows quite a bit about the other side of it, too. But I really try to bend his ear, pick his brain, I guess is a better way to put it, on the technical side of our business. And Mick and I were talking earlier off the air about the concept of project generators and why those are a group of companies that investors should really probably take a look at. You're on, buddy.
Well, start picking my brain here.
I can pick
away.
As you can see, both of us are really uncomfortable around each other. Okay, Mick, here we go.
Okay, a prospect generator is a model that's been around in the junior resource sector for a number of years, but it's not been very well recognized, or I perhaps should say that prospect generators often have not been given their due in the marketplace. Prospect generator is a company with generally a cadre of geologists who have special expertise in a commodity or a deposit type or an area of the world. What they do, a well-run prospect generator will send these geologists out basically doing raw grassroots reconnaissance first stage exploration, looking in underexplored parts of the world or parts of the world where new deposit models or deposit types have been found, or countries that were geopolitically off limits in the past.
Yeah.
They acquire a number of projects, generally through staking or applying for concessions with a local or a national government, I should say. They acquire this land, and then the business model is go out and find a partner to explore it. And that partner will put up the money to explore significant numbers of millions of dollars in the ground to earn a majority interest, generally 60 to 80% interest. Mm-hmm. In that way, the prospect generator preserves its capital and preserves its share structure, so they tend to be very long-lived companies with still reasonable, tightly held share structures.
Explain to our listeners, Mick, exactly how this is beneficial for investors.
Well, it's beneficial for investors mainly in the fact that early on shareholders don't get continually diluted
right.
by new equity financings, because every junior on the floor of this conference, and we're in Phoenix right now, there's about 60 companies here, and every one of them raises capital for exploration through equity financing. So they're continually increasing the number of shares they have, not only outstanding, but fully
right.
diluted, because
sure.
generally those financings include a warrant.
Right.
So it's beneficial to early on shareholders in the fact that you don't get continually diluted, or you don't have to continue to put money into the company at higher prices as they progress. So that's the main value. And these things, one which probably my favorite in junior resource space, and I think you've done some work for them too, is and they're a sponsor of my website, and I'm a shareholder, and that's Almaden Minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Almaden Minerals has been around since 1986.
We did their original SEC registration in the late 1980s. I've got nothing but respect for the president of the company. I understand his son has taken it over, and I've got nothing but respect for him. Almaden is a great company. They are truly, you don't have to worry about anything there other than totally honest effort.
Well, that's true. You're referring to Dwayne Poliquin
mm-hmm.
and his son Morgan.
Right.
And Dwayne is now chairman of the board, and Morgan's the CEO president.
Right.
But they're still boots on the ground geologists.
Oh, yeah.
And they're boot leather and drill geologists. And they use the latest technology with satellite imagery and alteration images and structural analysis. And they've gone into an underexplored part of the world which is quite amazing because it's close in and it's eastern Mexico.
Yeah.
And they've gone from all the area in the Sierra Madre Occidental has been explored time and time again. It's very difficult terrain. They have chosen to go into the Sierra Madre Oriental in eastern Mexico, and they have been successful. They have found numerous prospects of merit in porphyry copper gold, low sulfidation epithermal deposits, high sulfidation epithermal deposits. What they have done is they've gone into an underexplored and essentially a terrain that's favorable, an alkalic intrusive terrain with an affinity for gold. We all know about alkalic intrusive rocks often carry gold.
Can I interrupt you just for a second? I don't even know what alkalic intrusive means.
Okay.
Tell us what out. Why, tell me why it's relevant. Tell our listeners why it's relevant.
Alkalic rocks are kind of a special type of igneous rock on that are scattered in various places in the world. And because of the chemistry of them, they're dominated by sodium and potassium, and they're generally low silica rocks. And they
a place you want to look to find precious metals, correct? I'm guessing that when you have that type of geology, I'm just kind of taking this one step farther, that's an area where you want to spend some time exploring because it's a good sign. Is that
right.
correct?
And, okay. and there's models for this. This alkalic province we know goes from Canada to the United States border in southeastern in New Mexico. The Poliquins have carried that terrain down into eastern Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The Poliquins have carried an exploration concept which we applied in the 80s and 90s in the alkalic province of the eastern Rocky Mountains. For instance, Cripple Creek, one of the giant gold deposits in the United States at something on the order of 25 million ounces, is hosted by alkalic rocks. They've carried that concept now into the eastern alkalic terrain of Mexico all the way down to Veracruz, and they've found significant numbers of interesting prospects and deposits, including a new discovery called Ixtaca in an area near Puebla that had never been explored. There wasn't a prospect pit on it. They found Caballo Blanco near Veracruz, which is a high sulfidation system with something on the order of 600,000 ounces, but only one of 11 targets tested. There are people that say Caballo Blanco could be the next Yanacocha. So they've gone into a terrain that no one recognized before with geologic expertise and have been very successful and still preserving their capital
And so basically, they are a good example of a prospect generator.
They are. They're probably the best example because they've existed since 1986. They have an AMEX listing. Imagine that, for a junior prospect generator with an AMEX listing. They have the Elk Mine in BC, which is going to be spun out into a new company. They have Caballo Blanco, joint venture to Gold Group Mining, another company that I cover and a founding shareholder of. And so, and they still only have 55 million shares out, and they have something well on the order of over 20 million shares in the bank.
Well,
pardon me, $20 million in the bank, I should say.
Almaden's an interesting situation, and they are a great example of what we're talking about, which is a prospect generator. Interesting, full disclosure, I have to say, you mentioned that they're trading on the American Stock Exchange. Our firm did that for them way back when, and we continue to continue to work for them. I don't own any shares in Almaden, not because I don't want to, but just because there's only so much to go around. Mick, you got the last word, buddy.
Well, I have to give a disclaimer here. I am a shareholder of Almaden Minerals. I bought it at a considerably lower value than they have now, and they are also sponsors of my website.
There you have it. If nothing else, you know exactly what we're doing on this show. Big Al's going to be right back.